Today's daf is Menachas Daf Mem, and we are at the very top line, the very first word of Daf Mem Amid Aleph Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Baruch Yitzchak Ben Shifra Miral. So we're moving along in the fourth Perek of Masechtes Menachas, Perek HaTcheles, dealing with halachos related to tzitzis. There's a halacha revacha b'Yisrael that aseh is doichaloy saseh. The Gemara in the first Perek Masechtes Yevama says that the Makar is the Parsha of Kelayim B'Tzitzis. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kisetze, this is in Dvarim, Perichav Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, Loisilba Shatnes, Tzemer Ufishtim Yachtav. There's a Loisa say to wear Shatnes. The very next Pasuk, Gedilim Tasalach, Al Arba Kanfois Ksuscha, Asher Techasaba, there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. Say Chazal, from the Smichos Hapsukim of the Lois Asay of Shatnes and the Asay of Tzitzis, we learned that in the event that there was a collision between the Lois Asay of Shatnes and the Asay of Tzitzis, the Asay of Tzitzis would trump, it would be Doicha, and this is a binyan after Kol HaTorah Kula, that Asay is Doicha Lois Asay. So, for example, in the event that somebody has a beged that's made of pishtim, it has four corners, as a result, there's an obligation to put on tzitzis. Tzitzis inherently involves wool. The reason is because one or some of the chutin of the tzitzis were made of tcheles, which means blue wool. In the event that you're going to put tzitzis now on this beged, you're going to have shatnes, because the beged itself is made of pishtim and the tzitzis itself has in it tzemer. From the fact that aseh is doicha lois aseh, from the fact that there's a smichos between gedilim tasalach and loisil b'shatnes tzemer ufishtim yachtav, the Torah is telling us that the aseh of tzitzis is doicha the lois aseh of shatnes. Thus, this beged shel pishtim would have an obligation to have tzitzis. It would be okay to put the tzitzis on this beged and then go and wear that beged. Stating that, the Gemara now is about to present the Braisa, where we are going to see that this halacha of Sadim B'Tzitzis is not as poshid as we might have thought prior to learning today's daf. And on that note, Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Sadim B'Tzitzis, Rashi says, a Sadim that's made of pishtan. And there's a question now, put tzitzis, not put tzitzis, Beishamai Poitrim, Beishamai says, the beged is potter from tzitzis, Ubeisol Mechayvin, Beisol says, the beged is chayv B'Tzitzis. And then the Braisa can includes the halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel, that you want to know what the halacha is. The halacha is kedivrei Beis Hillel. So this halacha of sadim betzitzis is in fact the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, potter. According to Beis Hillel, chayef. Rashi adds that when the Braisa says according to Beis Shammai, potter, it doesn't just mean potter, but it's more than that. It means aser. And according to Beis Hillel, when we say chayef, it's chayef, but there's a bigger chiddush over here. Mutter, you'd be allowed to wear it. But the bottom line is, as it relates to sadim betzitzes, it's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, potter. According to Beis Hillel, chayef. Rashi says that how could it be that Beis Shammai holds its potter? Isn't there a smichos apsukim like silver shatnez? And then it says gdilim tasalach. You have to say Zakrashi that Beis Shammai is not doirish smuchin. And if Beis Shammai is not doirish smuchin, so he doesn't have a makar to say that the tzitzis would have the ability to be doich of the shatnez. And it's for that reason he holds sadim betzitzis is going to be potter, which Rashi says doesn't just mean potter; it means aser as well. Now the truth is, you have to ask: does that mean that Beis Shammai holds that there's no halacha of asei doich alois asei? If the Makar Tasei Doicha Lois Asei is the smichos of Loisil B'Shatnes Gendilim Tasalach, and Beis Shammai doesn't hold of that smichos, so it would almost be back of the envelope arithmetic that Beis Shammai doesn't hold of Asei Doicha Lois Asei. Or if you want to say the question, B'Milim Acherim, if Beis Shammai holds Asei as Doicha Lois Asei, so forget about the smichos of Loisil B'Shatnes and Gendilim Tasalach. At the end of the day, Asei is Doicha Lois Asei, whatever the Makar might be, and based on that, Sadim B'Tzitzis should be Chayiv, and it should be okay to wear a Sadim B'Tzitzis. So this is a Shaila that's beyond the scope of what we're going to do. But for now, what we need to know is there was machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where the Sadim B'Tzitzis is chayiv or potter according to Beis Shammai, Potter, which means Aser, according to Beis Hillel Chayev, which means Mutter, and the Braisa says, V'halacha, you want to know who we paskin like? It's who we almost always paskin like, and that is Kedivri Beisel. Now the Tanoim, the Gemara says, added, and they opined as well. So usually if there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it's an open shut case, Halacha Kedivri Beis Hillel, and that would seem to be the end of the conversation, stating that Amar Rabbi Lezer Rab Tzadik said that I have a raya that the Halacha is like Beis Shammai, because Falei Kolamatol Tcheles Yerushalayim. Any person that wears tcheles on a sadin in Yerushalayim, in the element amatmiyim, all the people will look at this person as if he's doing something wrong, implying that it's not okay to wear sadin betzitzis. And if that's the case, must be the halach is like Beis Shammai. I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe said, I disagree. Avada the halach is like Beis Hillel. Ah, you want to know this observation, why is it that kolamatol tcheles Yerushalayim in the element amatmiyim? It's for a different reason. It's because the Anshei Yerushalayim, and really the Chachamim said that despite the fact that Sadim Betzitzis is Chayiv and Mutter, but Midrabanon they went ahead and said it's a problem. And the reason is, Lefisha Ein Bekein, it's because they were concerned that the average person is not going to know that although there's an Isser Shatnis, but when it's Sadim Betzitzis, when you have that say of tzitzis, then it's doicha ve'isser shatnes. And they were concerned that people would see someone wearing kalayim betzitzis, thinking there's no isser kalayim. So because people were not bekiyim, therefore the Anshei Yerushalayim said that we have to shut it down, we can't allow sadim betzitzis, and that's why kolamatol tcheles b'Yerushalayim ein element amatmiyin. But it's not because the halach is like Beis Shammai, the halach is like Beis Hillel, but it's simply because of some sort of gzeira derabbanan. So let's just hit the pause button for 1 second. What emerges is that sadim betzitzis inherently is a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And even Aliba de Beis Hillel, what emerges is that it's not okay to wear sadim betzitzis. Not because there's no smuchin, not because there's no tchiyah, but like Rebbe said, lefi she'en bikin. So sadim betzitzis, I think before learning the first 5 lines of today's daf, you would have thought for sure is mutter. Again, that's Asei Doicha Lois Asei 101. Stating that, we see it's garnish pashit. Number one, according to Beis Shammai, Mi'ikar Adin, Sadim Betzitzis is Pater. And even Aliba de Beis Hillel, it's Mavur from the Anshei Yerushalayim that this was something that was not okay. Rebbe was Miyashiv, the Minig of the Anshei Yerushalayim, that the reason they answered it was Lefisha in Bekir. But the bottom line is, according to Beis Shammai, it's Midai Raisa Aser. And even according to Beis Hillel, this is something that, albeit Midirabonon, is going to be awesome. Now, the next part of today's daf, and it's really the next amid and change, the Gemara is going to go along with what Rebbe said, and that is that although Beis Hillel holds that Sadim Betzitzis is Chayiv, which means that it's okay to wear a Sadim Betzitzis, but at the same time, the Rabbanon asserted it. And the Gemara is going to discuss different reasons why the Rabbanon might have asserted it. Now, Rebbe, right out of the gate, said, Im kein lama asrual, lefisha im bekin. But as we'll see, the Gemara is going to fall off of what Rebbe said, and it's for that reason the Gemara is going to suggest reason after reason after reason, and leicht the type daf, where the Gemara is going to give different suggestions as it is to why the Chachamim would have said that Sadim Betzitzis is a problem, even though Mi'ikar Adin, it's really okay. So again, Rebbe said that the halach is like Beis Hillel, Sadim Betzitzis, Mechayvim, which means Mutarin, Ay, why Kolamatol Tcheles B'Yerushalayim in Element Amatmiyim, it's Lefisha Asrua, and the reason is Lefisha in Bekin. Amalei Rava Bar Rav Chana L'Rava. So Rava Bar Rav Chana told Rava, I don't understand why the Rabbanim would have felt that they should just say Sadim Betzitzis, you're not allowed to wear, because of the people that don't chap that there's a chilek between stam wearing shatnez or wearing shatnez when it's a sadim betzitzis. L'chayra would have made more sense to go v'larmu be'asara v'nafku l'shukah. They should take 10 people, they should go out to the shukah mefarsim emilsa, and meaning have 10 people wear sadim betzitzis, and like this all of a sudden the chevra are going to see wherever you turn people are wearing sadim betzitzis, and that's going to create some sort of persoimus that must be sadim betzitzis is really mutter, and then people will understand the distinction between stam wearing shatnez versus wearing sadim betzitzis. So the Gemara says that they didn't want to do this, right? Rava Barab. Rava responded to Rava Barab Chana, and he told him the reason is because kolshkin the metama ilavon. Because if 10 people would go and start wearing this, it wouldn't make it better. It would actually make it worse. Now you have so many people doing it, people would for sure think shatnez is mutter. So this persoimus wouldn't improve the situation, it would actually backfire. The Gemara says, okay, but the more obvious follow-up, the lidrash of a perikah, so just go ahead and be doyrish beperik. Meaning, why don't the rabbis put a pashkevillin, right, kedarkim b'kodesh in Yerushalayim, and let everybody know, be moidia the oilam, that this is really okay, that despite the fact there's a lot of shatnas, but when it's a tzadim etzitzes, in that situation, it's going to be okay. Meaning, because of such a gzeira l'fisha in Bekiyin, so they shut down the entire Indian of tzadim etzitzes, this would seem to be more reasonable. Just go ahead and be derish beperik, that it's really fine. Says the Gemara, you're right. And because of this, we have to be mechadish a new reason why Chazal went ahead and said tzadim etzitzes is going to be a problem, why the Anshei Yerushalayim frowned upon it, and it's gzeira mishum kala ilan. The reason is because we know that there was once upon a time a fraudulent, there was a fake type of tchelas. So the real tchelas came from the chilazin, but there was a fake plant-based tchelas that was known as kala ilan. Now, the kala ilan looked very, very much like tchelas, and it was almost difficult to even distinguish between the two. The point is, what would be if somebody would take a chut of lavan, he would color it with kala ilan, and he would put it on a sadin. Then, being that he's not being Mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, why is he not being Mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis? Because he doesn't have real tcheles. What would emerge is that he's wearing shatnez because he has the beged of pishtin and he has the chutin of tzemer without the value of having the benefit of the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis, and as a result, what would come out is he's being over the issur shatnez, shelo b'makom mitzvah. So being that there's a chash of kalu ilan. For that reason, they shut it down. Now, just to appreciate this a little bit better, once upon a time, kalu ilan was a real problem. We'll see in the Gemaras that this was a fraudulent type of tchelas that unfortunately had penetrated the market. So being that Chazal knew there was a real issue of every time a person's wearing tchelas, it might be a fake, it might be kalo ilan, so to allow it on a regular beggar shaldal kanfeis, what are you going to do? You're not going to shut down the whole mitzvah of tzitzis. But when you're dealing with the lois asay of shatnis, sadim betzitzis, even though ikra din, it's okay, but because of the gzeir of kalo ilan, it makes sense to shut down. But the Gemara asks the Shemaka follow-up question. Let's say a person with taka put on a beggar pishtan, he would have tzitzis, chutin of tzemer, and there would be kalo ilan. There'd be no tchelos. Is that a problem? At the end of the day, let it be lavan. But lavan is also deiche tzitzis. And this is based on the fact that tchelos is not ma'akiv, the mitzvah of tzitzis, right? So, as much as there is a mitzvah to wear tchelos, but we know it's not ma'akiv. It's the first Mishnah. Tchelos ain't a ma'akiv, it says alav, and valavan ain't a ma'akiv, it's a tchelos. Today, a lot of Yidden don't wear tchelos. And afilu hachi, when mekayim the mitzvah saseh de reisa of tzitzis, says the Gemara, so what are you worried about kalo ilan? Even if you would have kalo ilan, so you'd have tzemer, you'd have pishtin, you would still have that saseh de chalos, you would still have the smichos of gedilim taslach and leisil b'shanes. So who cares, gzeirim mishum kalo ilan? At the end of the day, you still have what you have. Zok the Gemara, no. Even the efshah. Even though it's true that tchelas in a makeves as a loven and the loven is not makeves at tchelas, and it's true that if somebody wears tzitzis without tchelas, he's mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, which means that sadim betzitzis afilu on tchelas, afilu mit kalo ilon, or even without kalo ilon, you could be okay, because Taseh is going to be Daicha, but at the same time, we know there's a rule when it comes to Tchia, that the only time we say Aseh Daicha Lois Aseh is when it's not Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. But where it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, then already we don't say Aseh Daicha Lois Aseh. So let's just speak out the Teretz Baal Peh. In the event that you're wearing Tchelas, so it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim with Tchelas, unless you're wearing Tzemer. And the reason is because Tchelas, by definition, is Tzemer. So there, you're going to say Tchia, it's fine. If, however, you're not wearing Tchelas, and you're wearing lavan, or you're wearing kalo ilan, being that it's efshel l'kayim shneim, being that you don't need the tzemer, why? Because the beged is pishnim, so just make the tzitzis out of pishnim, the chaygavni, you don't say aseh deich alois aseh, hadar dina that you're being over this hashanis, and it's for that reason, mishum kalo ilan, it's going to be a problem. So let's see it inside, zok the Gemara, keep it the efshel b'minon, being that it's efshel b'minon, if all you have is lavan, loy, you don't say aseh deich alois, take it to Rishlokish, like Rishlokish was mechadish, number Rishlokish, come on, kushat anytime you have an asay deich alois, as imati yochel kaim shnei mutov. If you could do both, that's best. Vim lav, and if not, yovei asay v'yitches lois asay. But the point is that the only time you say asay deich alois asay is in the event that there's no etza. If, however, there's an etza, you can't say asay deich alois asay. If you're going to wear tcheles, there's taka no etza. If, however, it's going to end up with kalu ilam, which was often the case, so then you're ending up not having an asay deich alois asay. It's for that reason The Anshu Yerushalayim just shut it down. They said, Sadim, it's Imlam Ikra Adin, it's really okay, but it's not going to be okay. But the Gemara says, I still don't understand. Because Veliv Dekua, why can't you just say that there will be some sort of vad, and they're going to be baidik? Rashi says all the yoyros, all the vats that we use to dye tzitzis, and they're going to make sure that there's no kalu ilan. Meaning, why did they have to again shut down sadim tzitzis? What they should have said was, is that let's enforce in a much stronger way, right? Let's be a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more proactive about getting rid of all the kalu ilan. So like this, you'll know that there's no chash kalu ilan. Thus, if somebody wants to wear sitzes with his trailers on a begat shel pishton, there's nothing to be worried about. It's going to be fine. So the Gemara says, because of this kasha, you have to say the gzeira was something else. El gzeira mishum ti'imo. The chash was something else. It was ti'imo. So what does this mean? So there's actually two lashonis in Rashi. But the second lashon of Rashi is that what ti'imo means is, so ti'imo was, Rashi says, in Nisayan. It was some sort of like a dugma, right? It was like a sample. So the moichre dies, that they would have these strings, these samples of, you know, what the tchelos is going to look like, you know, just to show the potential customers. The chachamim were worried that a person might take this ti'ima, this sample, and he would use it as the tchelos for his tzitzis. And if he does that, it's going to be a problem. The reason it's going to be a problem is because tzitzis has to be prepared l'shma. And this ti'ima was prepared as a sample, hence it certainly wasn't prepared l'shma. If somebody's going to take this ti'ima and he's going to put it on his baguette, being that it's not l'shma, so what it's going to emerge is he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. If it's sadim b'tzitzis, it's going to come out, he's been going over the lois hasei. So because of a concern of it'll be tchelos, not kalo ilan, because that you'll eradicate. But the tchelos itself would be not have made l'shma, that's why the chachamim were worried. But the Gemara says, there's a way to circumvent this issue as well. V'lichtavah diski, why can't you write it on a diski? So Rashi says they could have written letters and sent shluchim to different places to let them know that it's not okay to use these ti'imo, it's not okay to use these nisayoins, right? To use these samples. So why don't you go ahead and just notify the world that these samples are not okay? And like this, you'll never have to be worried about such a concern. So the Gemara says, Adiski Lekum Velismach, what? You mean to tell me that you can rely, like on the post office, you can rely on these diskies and that in and of itself would prevent people from being over in this Shatnez? That doesn't seem like a reliable thing. But the Gemara says, Amar Rava, how could you say that? Hash the chametz bePesach, v'yoy makipurim, ma the chametz and Pesach, and eating on Yom Kippur the Karis, both of which involve Karis. Somebody eats chametz on Pesach, he's chayiv Karis. If somebody eats on Yom Kippur, he's chayiv Karis. Yet some chinon, we know we're soymich on the diski, we are soymich on the postal service. How do you know that Rashi says? Because when they used to be ma'abed Shana, they would notify people by this service. So you see that we relied on the service of the diski for something that's an issakaris, a hachat asei ba'almo. When it comes to tzitzis, where all it is an asei ba'almo. Truth is, in the event that somebody's going to wear the shatnez, it's going to be a lois asei as well. But the bottom line is, like kolshkein, so certainly over here, this should be okay. So it can't be that the inyan over here was because of the diski, elam ha'rava. So Rava said, ha'milsa amri, I said a chiddush. Ve'itma b'ma'rava mishum d'rabzer kabasi, and I heard that in Eretz Yisrael, Rab Zeira said what I said, meaning I heard I was mechavin to Rab Zeira, and that is the reason probably why the Anshei Yerushalayim shut down the inyan of Sadim Metzitzis in Shema Yikra Sadinoi B'toich Gimel V'Yitferen, because we're concerned that maybe the beged of the Sadin may tear. Which part of it is going to tear? It's the gimel etzbois, that shear by the corner of the kanaf, which is the place where there's a chiyuv to put tzitzis. Okay. The yitferenu, and then a person's going to go ahead and he's going to re-sew it. He's going to sew it using chutin of pishtan, right? Because the beggar was made of pishtan. And what he's going to end up doing is, here's the punchline Rashi says, he's going to end up leaving one of those chutin that he just used to sew as one of the strings of the tzitzis. Then he's going to add the proper tzitzis, but one of the strings are going to be from that beged. V'atayra amra, and the Torah said, tasav alemina asoy, that when somebody makes tzitzis l'chatchilu, you have to make it in the right way. In this situation, you need to make it in the right way. You can end up with pasul tzitzis can't be doichel l'sashatnes. It's for that reason, this is not something that's going to be okay. So what does this mean? So again, we know the halacha is that tzitzis have to be made l'shma. And if you don't make tzitzis l'shma, then the tzitzis are going to be pasul, right? It has to be made l'chatchilu l'shem. mitzvah tzitzis. In this situation where a person is going to leave one of the strings that he was sewing to be one of the strings of the tzitzis, it's going to come out that string wasn't put there lishma. Which means that even if later you're going to decide that you want to leave it there, but if it wasn't made lechatchila lishma, that in and of itself is going to be a problem. In this situation then, you don't have a kosher tzitzis. If you don't have a kosher tzitzis, you don't have the ability to be doicha. It's for that reason Chazal felt that they had to shut down the whole institution of tzadim tzitzis. It's a gzera because of a situation like this. The Gemara says, Shara Rab Zera Lisadine. Rab Zera Taka removed the tzitzis that he had from his sadin, Shal Pishton. Rashi says, this is what Rava meant when he said that I heard that Reb Zera, I was mechaven to, he meant this maisa right here. That Reb Zera was shara with sadine. You see clearly that he held that this is something that's going to be an issue. Stating that, the Gemara says, Reb Zera, Amma, there was another girsa in why Reb Zera did this. And that was not a gzera because Hashem yikra sadine b'toich gimel v'yitferenu. But rather, gzera nami b'shum ksus layla. It was related to a gzera that maybe in the event that a ksus yoim is going to have tzitzis, you might end up putting tzitzis on a ksus layla. A ksus layla, that's a beggar that's worn specifically at night, that's potim and atzitzis. And being that it's potim and atzitzis, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah of gedilim tasalach, which means that there's no asay d'chaloy sasay. So if you're going to go ahead, you're going to put sadan betzitzis on your ksus yom, there was a gzeri, you may do it on your ksus layla as well. And it's for that reason, this is something that Chazal said is not going to be okay. So either way, this concludes the first part of the daf. I think it's kedai to make a very, very quick sikum. So again, sadan betzitzis, I think before today's daf, if you ask somebody, is it okay or is it not okay, you would say for sure it's okay. Stating that, we see now it's machloikis b'sham b'sil. B'shamai says not okay. B'sil says it's okay. Okay, so we'd still be right because Talach is like B'sil. Yeah, but not 100%. And the reason is because in Yerushalayim it was clear that they frowned upon it. Kolamatul tchelus b'Yerushalayim in elman amatmiyim, which means that the Rabbanim felt that any person that wore Kalayim betzitzis, although midirais it's okay, but midrabanan it's really not okay. This is something that's awesome midraban. You're not allowed to go ahead, you're not allowed to wear Kalayim betzitzis. And the question is why? And if you go through the Gemara gave several reasons. The first reason the Gemara suggested was, Rebbe seemed to have said this, Lefisha in Bekiyan, because not everybody knew the halach of Kalayim betzitzis. And if you're going to wear Kalayim betzitzis, people might think that Kalayim itself is mutter. So, Gzeira, Lefish ain't bekiyin, that's the reason they felt it's not okay. The second suggestion the Gemara said was Mishum Kalo Ilon. What's going to happen if instead of wearing Tchelos, you're wearing Kalo Ilon, and Kalo Ilon can't be Doicha? You'll tell me, why? Tchelos ain't a makavis alov and loving a makavis at Tchelos. So even if you're wearing Kalo Ilon, but at the end of the day, you're still wearing tzitzis, right? People don't wear tchelos at all and they're kind of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Yes, but also no, because the only time you say, I say, tchelos, I say, is where it's ef shalakayim shneim. Being that over here you're not wearing tchelos, so you might as well wear tzitzis of pishnim. It's ef shalakayim shneim, and based on that, you're not going to be a yoitzah. The third reason the Gemara suggested was gzera mishum ti'ima. Because of this sample that sometimes was used, so because of that, maybe that would be a reason. The Gemara had another issue, maybe it's a gzera shema yikra sadina b'toich gimel v'yitferenu. Maybe the beged is going to tear, you're going to sew it, you're going to leave one of the strings there. That's a problem, and as a result, it's going to come a yapasel tzitzis, that can be doicha. And finally, the fifth time that emerged from the Gemara was gzeri mishum ksus like. But either way, l'chol adeis, sadim betzitzis, even though it's the makarta asei, the chaloi asei, but at the end of the day, it's something that's aser midrabanus. Halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel, but it's something that's also aser midrabanus. Zok the Gemara, v'amar Rava, Rava said, ha'mil sa'amri, I said the following chiddush, v'itma b'mar Rava mishmeid Rav Zeira kavasi. And I heard that in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Zeira said the same thing. In other words, as mechamet to Rav Zeira. So why are we mentioning this? Because this is the identical signon to the previous gemara, right? Rava said Hamil Sa'amri v'itman ba'ravish mishum de Rav Zeira kavasi regarding tzadim betzitzis. So here we have another such halach. Also in hilchas tzitzis, he shall beg it in the event that you have a beged that's made up of a material that's beged. But the corners of the beged where you put the tzitzis, they're made of ar, they're made of like some leather. Chayev es talach is the beged is going to be chayev in tzitzis. He shall ar. What would be if the beged is made of ar? V'kanfel shall beged and only the corners are made of beged ptura. In that situation, it's going to be pot. My timer, what's the reason? Iker beged be'inon. What you need is that the iker beged should be a beged. As long as the iker beged is a beged, that in itself is going to be okay. So what does this all mean? In order for there to be a chayev tzitzis, you need a beged, right? Al kanfei bigdeya, right? You have to have a beged. What's the definition of a beged? So the truth is, that was yesterday's daf. Because we had the Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel that says wherever it says beged, it means either pishtim or tzemer. Then we had the other Tana of Rabbi Yishmael that said from Oybeged, Wemarba, Tzemer, Gmalim, Tzemer, Arnovim, Noitza Shalizin, Kelech, Srikan, and Shiraim, different types of silks. So really it's a Shiloh what Beged is. But one thing is clear, Zok Rashi, Oyr is not a Beged. So if you have something that's made of leather, it's made of hide, it's not a Beged. And the way we know that is because the Torah sometimes will say, Oy Beged, Oy Oyr. So from the fact that the Torah says, V'cholat she'ipal olav mehem b'moysam yitman b'chol kli eitz, Oy Beged, Oy Oyr. So clearly, Beged and Oyr are not the same thing. So Oyr is for sure not Beged. What Beged is? A Shailah. But Oyr is for sure not a Beged. Okay, so here's the question. If somebody would have a beged of R, or the corner of the beged would be R, what would be the halacha as it relates to tzitzis? So said Rava, I hold, and I heard I was mechaven to Rav Zeira, that we don't care about the corner of the beged, we care about the beged itself. So if the beged itself is a beged, quote unquote, semer, pishtin, silk, depending on what position you take in that shiloh, even if the corner of the beged is made of R, it's going to be chayv. If, however, the actual beged is made of R, and the corner is made of beged, then you're going to be potter, because we don't care about the corner is bottled to the beged. We care about the ikr beged. As long as ikr beged is a beged, you're going to be chayv. Rabbi Chaya also basar kanef. Saying that, Rabbi Chaya was chaylik. He said that you look at the kanfei big dam, right? Kanfei big dam. So I look at the corner. If the corner is a beged, then it's considered a beged. I actually don't care what the ikr beged is. All we care about is the corner. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schayra, Amar Rav Huna. So just a tiny bit of an introduction to this next Gemara. So a few lines ago, the Gemara mentioned the idea of Tase the Loimin Ha'asoi. And we a little bit glossed over it. The pasuk says, "Gedilim tasaloch al arba kanfos ksuscha shet chasaba," and we learn from there, "Tasav leimenasi." By the way, where else in Shas do you find the idea of tasav leimenasi in Hilchas Sukkah? Right, Chag Sukkah is tasaloch. There too, there's a concept of tasav leimenasi. What does tasav leimenasi mean? What it means is that when you make tzitzis, when you put the tzitzis on the beged, it has to be kosher. If at the time that you make this tzitzis, it's not kosher, even if later you do something that makes it kosher, it's too late. It has to be kosher b'shas asiyah. V'loy min ha'asui. Once it's asui already, at that point you can't make it into tzitzis. You're a day late and a dollar short. Now, how did it come up in the Gemara earlier? Because the Gemara was discussing why Sadim and Tzitzis would be asa mid Rabbanon. Rava said a pshat, and he said, I heard that Reb Zeira said like me, Shemi yikra sadina b'toich gimel v'yit ferenu. V'atayra amra tasav leimen asa. What was Pash Pshat in the Gemara? Maybe the beged where the Tzitzis are, the lower three etzbois, are going to tear. You're going to go ahead and sew it and leave one of the chutim of Pishtan there. That's possible. The reason is because that chut wasn't put l'shem tzitzis. It was put there as part of the sewing process. If you're going to then go and put tcheles, proper tzitzis, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're being over this hashanis, for that reason it's going to be a problem. Aye, at that point you're for sure being mechaven that that other chut should be part of the tzitzis. True, being that when you put it l'chatchila, it was a problem. You want to go now and somehow shaf something later? It's already too late because being that it wasn't nasas kimitzvasoi meikaroi, so therefore it's something that's going to be an issue. The Gemara mentioned the idea of tasav lemina asoi. And the context in which it mentioned it is where you had a chut, where the chut was put there by Eifem Sol. The Gemara now is going to expand on the idea of Tasav Leimen Asa, and we'll see this Machlokes HaMeiran in terms of how far we could expand it. But where the Gemara is going to address it now is in a situation where somebody put tzitzis on a beged, where the tzitzis wasn't possible. It's not like that previous case where the tzitzis were put there Shaloi L'shma, which is a psul. But rather, somebody put tzitzis, but the beged at that time that you put the tzitzis on was not chayiv in tzitzis. Me'ez asibishia, as we'll see in the Gemara. Do you say there too, if later it becomes chayiv in tzitzis, is a problem of tasav leimen asoy, or do you not say that that's the shayla? So again, where the tzitzis are put bipsul, tasav leimen asoy. What if the tzitzis were not put bipsul? Zok the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schayra, Amar Ravun, Hitel Lebal HaShadosh. In the event that somebody had a beged that had only three corners, if you have only three corners, there's no chayiv tzitzis, right? You have to have four four corners of the baguette. And he put tzitzis on the three corners, v'shlima la'arba, and then you went ahead and you made a fourth corner, and now you want to put tzitzis on the fourth corner, psula, it's going to be pasul, b'shum tasav le'minas. Because when you put the three corners on, l'chatchila, there was no chi of tzitzis, the whole baguette wasn't chayv in tzitzis, so now you changed it, it's already too late. Meisvei, the gemara, chasidim arishoinim, kiven she'argu ba'gimel, the chasidim arishoinim, if they were ever weaving a baguette, as soon as the baguette was already three etzbois big, which in halacha is considered the minimum shear that a beged has to be. So once it was a cheftz of a beged, they would immediately put the tcheles on. And the reason is because they didn't want to have a beged that didn't have tzitzis on it. Now, what's the kasha? The kasha is that when the beged is gimel etzbois, it's not yet chayv and tzitzis. So if it's not yet chayv and tzitzis, what do you mean they were matilon lot tcheles? Later, when the beged becomes chayv and tzitzis, it's going to be a problem of tasav leman asay. Elamai, you have to say that there's no problem of tasav leman asay. There is a problem of tasav leman asay. What must the distinction be? The distinction must be that when you say tasav leman asay, that's when you put the tzitzis on ba'if and psol. But in this situation, when you're not putting the tzitzis on ba'if and psol, just it's not chayiv yet, must be there's a chiluk between being chayiv and not being chayiv. So again, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schayra, Amar Rav Huna, if you have a beggar that has three corners and you put tzitzis and then you make a fourth corner and you put the tzitzis, it's a psul of tasav leman asay. You see from the chesidim arishonim, it's a perfect comparable. It wasn't like that. Because they had a beggar that was only gimel etzbois. A beggar of gimel etzbois is not yet chayv and tzitzis. And afilu achi, they would put the tzitzis on it. And later, when it became the proper shear, they were yoitza. And you see, there was no issue of tasav leman asay. Now, why is it that a beggar that's gimel etzbois is not chayv and tzitzis? So there's two reasons. One reason, Rashi says, is simply because it's too small. So, being that it's too small, so a beggar that's too small is not chayv and tzitzis. Now, what's the proper shear? So, we're actually going to see this at the very end of today's daf. It has to be a talis that a katan can be meskasa by roish verubay. And a beggar that's gimel etzbois is even too small for that. So, simply the beggar just was not yet of the shear where it's chayv and tzitzis. Another reason is because even if this beggar had the right shear, but the objective of these Chassidim Arishonim was for sure to make the baguette bigger, which meant that the side that they were going to continue weaving on and expanding, the corners that it had right then and there were not the corners that they were going to have. They were going to be mevatel those corners, which means that you can't reckon those kanfois as being kanfois. So you look at it as a beged not of arba kanfois, but of only shtei kanfois, and a beged of shtei kanfois is for sure not a kosher beged. But either way, that is the Gemara's kash. How could you tell me that if you put tzitzis on a beged that's not yet chayv and tzitzis, tasav leman asoy? You see from the chassidim arishonim, not that way. And for the Gemara, you have to say the story, the chassidim arishonim, the way we presented it was wrong. What they did was not as soon as the beged had gimel etzbois, they would be matel tcheles. But ema kiven shepatzu ba gimel loy matil tcheles. When they were almost finished weaving the beged and they were within three etzbois from being finished, that's when they would go ahead and do it. A whole different story. Not when it was only gimel etzbois, but to the contrary, when it was gimel etzbois on the back end. Rashi kiven shehigiu le gimel etzbois achroinim matil tcheles miad v'loy mashul amidi. Over here already, there's no issue. Why is there no issue? Because number one, the beged is already big enough. And number two, what are you worried? You're going to expand it, but you're already within the shear that you're not expanding it that much. You're within the gimel etzbois. And being that you're already within the gimel etzbois, it's not considered an expansion that's being mevatel those corners. So you have the right shear, you have four corners, no problem. Of tasa v'loy menasa. But the Gemara is another kashmir. Tasa v'loy menasa. Do you say tasa v'loy menasa? Meaning in such a situation. If you have a beged that has already dalit kanfos and it has tzitzis on the dalit kanfos, and then you go ahead and you add another set of tzitzis, you put tzitzis on all four corners, so the halach is, in the event that you remove the originals, ksheira, it's going to be kasher. What's the kasha? The kasha is, this is also tasav leman asay. Because when you put the second set of tzitzis on, at that point you didn't need the second set of tzitzis. Why didn't you need it? Because you had a first set of tzitzis. Which means that l'chayra wasn't put there l'shem tzitzis. So if later you remove the original set and now you're left with the second one, why is that not min ha'asoy? So l'chayra, again, says the Gemara, I have a raya, that even though there's an idea of tasav leman asoy, that's only when I put pasul at tzitzis. But to the extent that the tzitzis are kosher, you see there's no problem of tasav leman asoy, because if that was a problem, then hitel mutalas would be a problem. But the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava defended the position. Remember, Rava was the one that said in the name of Rav Schayim, the name of Rav Huna, hitel abala right, he's the one who has this expanded understanding of tasav leman asoy. He needs to defend this kasha, so he defended it. He said, "Hashta bevatoysav ko loy meisel loy hava. Being that over here, this person, when he put on the second set of tzitzis, he was over Baal Tosef. So it comes out that when he put the tzitzis on, we don't look at it as really putting the tzitzis on. Sinishkei maisa of atolas tzitzis. And if that's the case, if later when you remove the original tzitzis, there's no problem of aleimen asoy. The only time there's an issue of aleimen asoy is if when you put the tzitzis on, originally you put it on. But being that you were over Baal Tosef, it's not considered a maisa, mechudish the type of svara, and being that it's not considered a maisa atolas tzitzis, so later if it ends up becoming kosher, there's no issue of aleimen asoy. Rapapa didn't agree with the svar. He said, if this person goes ahead and he was hitel and mutelis, you're assuming he was over Baal Tosef, right? You're assuming that he came now to be Moisef. He wanted eight sets of tzitzis, right? Two on each corner. Thus, he's over Baal Tosef, thus Meisalayavim. Maybe what he really wanted to do was, maybe he just wanted to be Mevatel, the first pair of tzitzis. Maybe what he wants to do is, he wants the second pair and not the first pair, and he has no intention of ever having two sets. He's going to remove the first set, in which case he's not really over Baal Tosef. Tosefus incidentally discusses, that true, it's so pashy, not over Baal Tosef. Isn't there an idea of, I don't know, maybe over Baal Tosef, even if you didn't have the mechaven to be over Baal Tosef. You were mechaven the p'tule, so what? Mamaisa, right now you have two sets of tzitzis on each corner. So this is Tosef Dibra Maschel Mimai. But the bottom line is, said Rav Papa, it's not muchach that this person was mechaven to be over Baal Tosef. Maybe he was mechaven the p'tule. In the event he was mechaven to do that, he's not over Baal Tosef. And if that's the case, Baal Tosef leka maisa ikka. And if that's the case, you actually do have a good kasha. It's hadra kushi l'duchte. And if it's hadra kushi l'duchte, well then this would seem to be a raya, not like Rava's Chiddush. So just to make a sikum on this part of the Gemara, Tasav Leimen Asoy. There's an element of Tasav Leimen Asoy that everybody agrees is true. And that is, if you put tzitzis on a beggar with tzitzis apostle, even if later you figure out a way to machsher it, it's already too late. The shaila is, what would be if you put tzitzis on a beggar with there's no psal, but at the same time, you weren't mekayin the mitzvah of tzitzis. And really, what emerges from the Gemara is two examples. One example would be where the beged wasn't chayv in tzitzis. Another example would be where the beged already has tzitzis. In those cases, is there a tas of leiman also or not? Rava said in the name of Rav Schayru, saying in the name of Rav Huna, hitel abala sholosh, v'shlim ala arba psulam shem tas of leiman also. Clearly, he held, yeah. The Gemara asked a gross akasha from Rav Zera, hitel mutelas ksheira. Rava defended it. Rav Papa didn't like the defense, which would seem then to emerge that Aliba de Rav Papa, when Rav Zera said hitel mutelas ksheira, that's a raya, not like Rava, which is a little interesting because we had the two previous Gemaras where Rava said a chiddush ve'itma b'mar Rava mishum de Rav Zera kavasi. According to the way Rav Papa understood Rav Zera, this would be an example where Rava said a chiddush in the laws of tzitzis, where it's itmar ki Rav Zera deloy kavasi. Either way, moving along, another Gemara related to tcheles, related to tzitzis. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel, tcheles ein ba mishum kalayim. Tcheles does not involve kalayim. Okay, we knew that. Va'afilu betalas p'tura. Here's a chiddush. Even if the talas itself is potter, still there's going to be no halacha of kalayim. So Reb Zeira says in the name of Ramasman, in the name of the great Shmuel, tcheles, no kalayim, even if the talas is potter. Now the Gemara is going to have a little bit of a discussion of what this means. But if you look at the bottom Rashi throws out there what it is clear the Gemara thinks in the Hava Mina. Reb Zeir Amar Rav Masna Amar Shmuel means Kosol Kedai Tachtachi Kamar. Tzitzis Ein Ba Mi Shum Kalayim. That tzitzis has no kalayim. And if you look at the side of the Gemara, so the Girsa is Afal Gav the Chetzio Pishton the Chetzio Tzemer. So if you have tzitzis that are made up of Pishton and Tzemer, and you tie it to a beged, there's no kalayim, even if the beggar is potter from tzitzis. So you have beggar that's potter from tzitzis, still there's going to be no issa kalayim. So the Gemara says, whoa. My talis p'tura, what do we mean when we say talis is p'tura? Elim the les b'shiura. Doesn't mean that the talis didn't have a shear. So you have a talis that has no shear. You're allowed to put tzemer upishtim on this beged, and there's no issa shatnez, says the Gemara. Statue, but Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, a talis that katan is kasa by Rosh of Ruba, a talis that's big enough that at least a katan can wear it and he can cover Rosh of Ruba, and a gadol at the very least would walk out with a derech haroi. Rashi says he wouldn't be embarrassed to walk out to the shuk in this chayevas pitzitzis chayvin sitzis. In a katan is kasa by, in the event that it's so small that a katan can be miskasa by, Rosh of Ruba, even if a gadol would go out with it, b'derech harois, wouldn't be embarrassed to wear it, p'tur, it would be potter, v'chein l'inyan kalayim, and the same is true regarding kalayim. So again, we have to continue before we see the kashva. Abinam, but my v'chein l'inyan kalayim. And the B'nai Yeshiva asked regarding this b'raisa, what does the b'raisa mean when it concludes with these words? The same is true regarding kalayim. V'chein l'inyan isur the kalayim doesn't mean that the same is true regarding the iser kalayim. V'anan t'nan, we learned in the Mishnah, ein aroi b'kalayim. Meaning, v'chein l'inyan kalayim. Meaning that the halacha is that if the katan is not miskaseba, that there's no iser kalayim. Meaning if the katan is miskaseba, so then chayev is betzitzis. But if he's not miskaseba, there's no chayev tzitzis and there's no iser kalayim. Is that true? We learned in the Mishnah that there's no aroi bekalayim. Meaning, I don't care when it comes to kalayim if the gadol would be yoytzeba aroi or he wouldn't be yoytzeba aroi. Either way, it would make no difference. There would always be an iser kalayim. So how could you tell me that ein akotem eskaseboy, the halach is, there's no iser kalayim? You see, when it comes to kalayim, we don't reckon with these shiurim, right? Says the Gemara, the Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, V'chein le'inyin sadim betzitzis. That what the Braisa meant to say was, when it said V'chein le'inyin kalayim, it meant to say the same is true with regards to sadim betzitzis. That in the event that you have a talis, the talis is so small that ein akoton miskasa by roi sheveru, by af al pisha agadol yoytze by roi, p'tura from tzitzis, V'chein le'inyin kalayim. If it's sadim betzitzis, you're going to be over this kalayim. But what do you see from here? That although it's true that when it comes to tchelas imba mishum kalayim, but that's only a talis that's chayiv, not a talis that's potter. So again, amar Rab Zera, amar Rab Masa, amar Shmuel, tchelas imba mishum kalayim. Va'afilu b'talis p'tur. Trying to figure out what does it mean talis p'tur. Doesn't mean where there's no shir. You see, before it's not that way. Because I have a brayson that says that if you have a talis, she'ein akota miskasa boy, even if it's something that the gadol could be yoytzeba aroi, the halach is potter, and v'chein l'inyan kalayim, there's an iser kalayim. So what does this mean? So the Gemara says, Ela mai petura, you want to know what petura means? What it means is, hitol limutalis. What it means is that in the event that there were tzitzis on it already, there were tzitzis, and you want to go ahead now, and you want to add a pair of tzitzis on top of the tzitzis that are already here, right? So you want to go now and you want to add a pair of tzitzis. The halach is that's something that's going to be okay and there's not going to be an iser kalayim. So when Rab Zeira said name Ramas name Shmuel tchelus emba mishum kalayim v'afilu b'talus p'tur, you didn't mean the talus doesn't have the share. Well, the talus has the share. What he meant was that the talus has tzitzis on it already. You would have thought if the talus has tzitzis, so how could I go ahead now and how could I add on top of that tzitzis of kalayim? L'chayra, I don't need to put it there. So if I don't need to put it there, so l'chayra, it should be a problem. Kamash malon, here's the chiddush, that even though there's already tzitzis on top of it, still this is something that's going to be okay. You could have thought not because there's already tzitzis there. Kamash malon, then no, it's going to be okay. Freit the Gemara, l'chayra, this halacha, that you're allowed to put kalayim on a beged that already has tzitzis, is related to what Rab Zeira had said earlier, and that is hitel mutelas ksheir. That in the event that somebody puts tzitzis on a beggar that already has tzitzis, it's going to be okay, right? Because if you hold that hitel mutelas is possible, then there's no way putting the tzitzis on top of this beggar now are going to be fine. And the reason is because they could never be kosher tzitzis, right? Again, let's get this case clear. The case where somebody has a beggar, the beggar has tzitzis already. Now you're adding another pair of tzitzis, and that other pair of tzitzis involves shatness. So we're saying a chiddush that it's going to be okay. If that second pair of tzitzis can never be kosher, because right now you don't need it, so it's not kosher. If anything, you're probably being over about tosif right now. And even if you're going to remove the original pair of tzitzis, it's still going to be a problem of tasav leim and asoy. So then there's no way in the world that these are good tzitzis, and if that's the case, there's no way that it should be okay to be able to wear this. What, kalayim betzitzis? These tzitzis are not kosher tzitzis. Nervos. Rab Zeira l'shitasa already said hitel mutalas ksheira, that in the event that you add tzitzis to tzitzis and then you remove the originals, the second ones are going to be fine. There's not going to be a problem of tasav leminasi. So really, the only way this makes sense is Rab Zeira l'shitasa. But the Gemara asks, v'am Rab Zeira chada zimna. Rab Zeira said it already. Meaning l'chayra, this is just the same Rab Zeira that said hitel mutalas ksheira. Oh, l'shitasa, he's saying that afilu talas p'tur is going to be okay by hitel mutalas. Why Rab Zeira have to say it twice? I mean, the Gemara holds that these two two halachas are so totally zebezeh that it's almost redundant. So it's a kasha. From Rav Zeira Chaldezimna, once Rav Zeira said hitel umutelas ksheira, so I know for sure hitel umutelas, even if the second one is shanis, it's going to be fine. The Gemara says, chadim echad dechaver teitman. No, Rav Zeira didn't say it twice. Rav Zeira only said it once. He didn't say it a second time. What he said it was only one time. But from that one time that Rav Zeira said, Hitul Metellus Ksheira, Chazal went ahead and they extrapolated another idea. And that is that from the fact that Rav Zeira said, Hitul Metellus Ksheira, oh, must be that Tchelas Emba Mishum Kalayim Vafila Metellus Ptura, which means we are Hitul Metellus. So it's true. One for sure emanates from the other. I said, why would Rav Zeira have to say it twice? He didn't say it twice. He said it one, and the second one we only know from the first one. If you look at Rashi says that which one did Rav Zeira say? He said the first one. Rav Zeira said hitel mutalas ksheir, and from there we deduce that afilo atalas ptura. Taisva says it can't be, and the reason is because the second Rav Zeira is Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel, right? And the first Rav Zeira was only an Amar Rav Zeira. So Taisva actually says the other way, that Rav Zeira said, in the name of Ramas, the name of Shmuel, Tchelas Emba Mishum Kalayim, Afilu B'Talas Ptur, which means Hitul Mutalas. And from there, we spared, oh, must be Hitul Mutalas is Ksher. Because if Hitul Mutalas is not going to be kosher, then for sure it's not going to be okay. Now, there is a huge Lamdisha Noise over here, and that is that Rashi already addresses that it's a very big Chiddush that you should say, Asay Doicha Lois Asay, on a Talas that's Potter. I mean, it's a very big Chiddush to say that I'm allowed to put Shatnez on a Beged, or I'm allowed to put tzitzis on a beged that where there's going to be shatnez, where I don't really need the, where I don't have a chiyuv to go ahead and put on the tzitzis. Because pashtus, the only reason kalayim is doicha tzitzis is because I say it's doicha lois I say. But to the extent that there's no chiyuv for me to put these tzitzis on, so there's no necessity for the tchiyah. So l'chayra, I mean, efshel l'kayim shneim, you don't say tchiyah, right? So for sure, there should be no Indian over here of saying, Asay Doicha Lois Asay. If you look at Rashi seems to say that it's muchach from this Gemara that Rav Zeira held, that Kalayim Betzitzis is not the Chuya, but rather it's Hutra. There's no Isser Shatnez Bechlal when it's in the presence of the Asay of Tzitzis. This is, again, another big Indian. Today's daf was a very lamda shadaf. We just did a hashtag no raid, but we are going to, Be'ezer Hashem, stop here.